Did Putin and Russia's invasion of Ukraine signal the beginning of the housing market and real estate crash here in the United States? On today's video, I'm going to explore that topic. We're going to dive into it, and I'm going to give you my perspective on what's going to happen with the real estate and housing market in the United States, given the world effects of Russia and Putin invading the Ukraine, the war that has ensued, and all of the worldwide tensions.
This is the Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
Now guys, I actually want to start today's video by telling you a little bit about my family history. If you don't like this stuff, just fast forward to the next chapter. But guys, I was actually born in Kyiv in the Ukraine. And when I was born there back in the mid-1970s, I won't give you the exact year, it was all part of the USSR, the former Soviet Union. And so what's interesting is, you know, when I used to introduce myself to people, when I would talk to people, I would always say that I was from Russia or I was born in Russia because we kind of used Russia and the Soviet Union or the USSR interchangeably. And wow, you guys, how that has changed in just this last week or week and a half since Russia and the Ukraine crisis has happened. I actually visited my parents this weekend there in Florida, and we had a really nice chat about the history of our family coming from Kyiv and the Ukraine and what's happened there. And I always just thought, you know, that these two areas, you know, Ukraine, Russia, were kind of interchangeable. They're the same people. And to a certain extent, you know, they do share a lot of similar culture and similar background and things like that. But my dad really did point out that Ukraine is really more like Europe and trying to become more like the West, while Russia has always wanted to stay in those old times, communism, socialism, dating back to, you know, imperialism and all these kinds of things. So, you know, guys, I am proud to be from Ukraine. It is a very difficult and challenging time. We do have a little bit of extended family there that is on the way out trying to get to Poland and things like that. So, you know, no immediate family in the areas that are being affected, but it is definitely a sad and challenging time in the world and especially in that region. And I don't take that lightly, but I do want to discuss, of course, on this episode, the impact of that and what's going on and what's going to likely happen here in the U.S. real estate market and what you should do again to prepare. So let's go ahead and dive into that. Guys, as always, when we talk real estate, we don't talk drama, we talk data. Let's dive into just the basics. And the basics never change. If you've watched any of my real estate videos like this one, that one, or maybe this one, you know that real estate is all about supply and demand. You know, there's a lot of noise all the time about real estate. There's always interest rate changes, economic changes, macro or micro, local changes, all kinds of stuff. But at the end of the day, you always want to ask yourself, how does this affect supply or demand? And that is going to give you your answer on what's going to happen in the real estate market. And that actually leads me to a great question for you. What do you think is going to happen in the real estate market because of the Russia-Ukraine crisis? Let's chat supply and demand and how this is going to affect that. The first thing I want to talk about, guys, to that effect is what's going to happen to prices because of this conflict. So prior to the current administration, we were pretty much energy independent. We didn't really need Russia's oil. However, because we shut down the Keystone pipeline, we buy a lot of oil from Russia. Well, the price of that energy is going to go up. The price of other things may also go up. What that leads to, if you have to take this down the line, is that people here in the US will probably have less disposable income because they're paying more for things like gas. I mean, my friends in my former state of California are sending me pictures of gas prices now exceeding $6 per gallon. That is a lot of money for gas. And even here in my new state of Texas, when I first moved here about 6 months ago, gas was in like the mid to high twos. Now it is actually in the low $3 range and going up. So if you're paying more for all of these other things, you'll probably have a little bit less money for housing. hold that thought for a second as we continue to talk about the demand side of the equation. Next on the demand side is interest rates. So we've been talking about interest rates on a lot of my videos, and basically the Fed has committed to increasing interest rates this year. So interest rates are going up. What that causes is also less purchasing power. In a nutshell, higher interest rates, lower purchasing power, downward pressure on home prices. Now, there's also the worldwide macroeconomic factors that happen as a result of a war. War creates a lot of uncertainty. It's not a good thing for anyone because everyone deploys all kinds of resources into all of these different areas to try to stabilize the region and all of these other things. And war can, a lot of times, put the world into a recession. Recession, of course, not good for demand, which also puts downward pressure on prices. And that leads me to the big elephant in the room, and that is inflation. As you know, inflation has been at an all-time high we haven't seen since like the early 1980s. Bottom line though, guys, inflation is high, and what's going on right now might even drive inflation. I should say probably will drive inflation a lot higher. Inflation actually can have one of two effects. You see, real estate traditionally is a nice hedge against inflation because as prices go up, if your mortgage stays the same, then you're not really too concerned. However, as inflation goes up, people also have less disposable income, meaning they have less money to buy a house and for housing. And so that puts downward pressure on prices. So there's a lot of forces and factors that are kind of fighting that. But at the end of the day, in this case, inflation probably will not be such a great thing for going forward demand on real estate. Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. All right, you guys, so take a look at all these factors. There's a lot of stuff affecting the demand side right now. In terms of supply, none of this directly affects supply. However, one thing does, and that is when there's a lot of uncertainty, people really move around less. You know, those people that maybe are thinking, hey, I'll trade up into a bigger home, I'll take a risk, I'll buy something else, maybe I'll move to a different area. Those people might put those plans on hold a little bit more during something like this because there's a lot of uncertainty. Uncertainty causes people not to make decisions. And so if we see supply get even lower, which a lot of us don't think that can happen, but if we see supply get even lower, if we see demand go down, that ultimately should put some downward pressure on prices and may cause that downturn in the U.S. real estate market that we really haven't seen in over 10 years. But now, guys, let me once again pull out my crystal ball and let's kind of tell you what I think is going to happen here. And more importantly, what you should do if you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, or investing in real estate this year. Let's start with purchasing a home because there are so many people that want to buy a home that have been priced out over the last couple of years or that are thinking that they may never get a house. They're competing with multiple offers and all of these other things. And what I have to say to you guys, my message has been consistent. If you're buying a home for yourself, lock in a 30-year rate. Interest rates are still drastically low. Yes, maybe they're a little higher than they were 3 months ago, but they're still low. Lock in that rate and take advantage of the leverage you gain and take advantage of the fact that real estate is a great hedge against inflation. I would definitely recommend buying right now if it's your home that you're going to live in. And guys, I got to tell you, even if there's a major issue, there's a recession or interest rates skyrocket or whatever it might be, if you have that real estate and you can hold on to it for 5, 7, 10 years, ultimately you will be fine. There's never been a 7-year period in the real estate market in the U.S. with a downturn. So definitely do that. And by the way, guys, if you need some help with that, my real estate team helps buyers and sellers and investors all across the country. Links are down below. Check that out if you need a real estate agent or broker anywhere, or you need a referral for something real estate related. Let's talk about selling your home, guys. So traditionally, the summer is the best time to sell property. That's when prices tend to go up. There's a lot of buyers. Everyone's moving around for school and things like that. And I actually think this summer is going to be no exception. I think the summer is going to be extremely active. I do think, however, that after the summer, summer, we will see a little bit of a downturn. So if you're going to sell, the time to start prepping, the time to start getting your house ready on the market and getting that strategy going is right now. So don't delay, take advantage. And of course, shameless plug again, if you need some help with that, check out Discover Properties. All right, guys, if you're investing in real estate, I would urge you to be extremely careful right now. We don't know what could happen. We've seen an awesome 10-year run on real estate prices and everything has been going great, multiple offers and all that kind of stuff. We haven't really seen a slowdown. Even with COVID, there was a little bit of a blip there. But also with this current situation, with the war happening, you know, we may see a downturn again. We might see things happen in the investor market. So just be careful. Make sure your margins are straight. Make sure that you have plenty of margin to work with and you're not over leveraged so that you don't get caught with a lot of houses and the market kind of going on a downturn. And guys, I also want to mention one thing, and this is my double secret strategy. So we've talked about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin here on this channel and on my show for a long time. And cryptocurrencies, and I'll talk specifically Bitcoin, have kind of been going up and down, a lot of volatility, but not a lot of movement. You know, we went from a Bitcoin of 30,000 to 70,000, down to 30,000, back to, you know, 40 something thousand where it's kind of hovering now. What I will tell you though, guys, is that ultimately, you know, what I'm seeing in terms of things happening, like for example, in the war, people are now starting to send Bitcoin over there because it's deregulated, it's not centralized. And so, you know, that is a form of currency, I believe, that is going to actually improve its standing and become something that is much more traditional over the next year, 3 years, 5 years. Because when something like this happens, or when like the stuff in Canada happened, you know, people flock to things like Bitcoin because they can be traded and sold and things like that. They're not regulated by the government. Canada, for example, shut down people's bank accounts. Can't really do that with Bitcoin. So I strongly urge, and of course, this is not financial advice, but I would encourage you to check out Bitcoin. You can read a free book called Inventing Bitcoin. You can click the link below and check that out. And you can also use the service I use, the company I use called Swan Bitcoin, where they will dollar cost average you into Bitcoin. Those links are down below as well, and get some free Bitcoin by signing up. Then you don't have to worry about all this volatility and all this craziness that happens with Bitcoin.
Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know, or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.